Good morning, this is Bella and Airy with your 10 a.m. Z-Lines.
In local news, a whale tangled in fishing nets was rescued off of the Gold Coast by members of the SeaWorld Foundation yesterday afternoon. The whale's fin had caught the commercial fishing net, which had also 15 crab pods trailing behind it and dramatically slowing it down. This rescue marks the fourth whale rescue of this year's migration season, with the first being in April after a young humpback was lodged on a sandbar and had to be safely removed.
And in national news, the New South Wales government is taking steps to crack down on the consumption of nitrous oxide, known commonly as NANGs. The state government will seek to make legislative changes that will ban the sale of tanks containing more than 10 grams of nitrous from November 5th, as well as the sale of small bulbs will be restricted from under 18s. Businesses would also be required to keep a record of sales to ensure that they are compliant with the new laws.
The largest fresh dairy company has been fined by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission for misleading customers with false advertising. Two Lactalis' products, Ferguson Valley and Golden North brands of 2L bottles of milk, were found to contain powdered ingredients. Lactalis Australia has paid the $59,000 in penalties and has proceeded to remove fresh as a term used on packaging. Most consumers would be aware milk undergoes some processing, says ACCC Deputy Chair Mick Kiao, but we expect milk that's labeled fresh to be largely as it comes from the cow. Lactalis has been previously fined $950,000 for breaching industry code of conduct and failing to meet the 2020 to 21 milk season obligations.
And in international news, a former U.S. Olympian has been indicted in a Washington, D.C. court in what U.S. President Donald Trump has described as the vandalism of the reflecting pool. Mr. Hearn, a former Team USA Olympic athlete who competed in three consecutive summer games from 1992 to 2000, has received a charge of destruction of property worth almost $1,500 or more, as a court document reveals. As per the indictment, Mr. Hearn is accused of maliciously breaking or destroying lining material on the bottom of the reflecting pool, taking place on June 19th. This charge comes after the president stated that six people have also been arrested for damage to the pool, including pouring chemicals and acid into the water and using knives or razor blades to slice the lining.
For your weather today, Brisbane is a little cloudy, but little to no rain is expected throughout the day. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
And that is all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.